With the heat this weekend, many of you may be trying to get closer to the water. Seattle has 200 miles of shoreline, and city streets end at the water in 149 places. The city calls shoreline street ends precious community assets, but many are unknown, neglected, and overgrown. The City Department of Transportation is trying to change that. I'm at the shoreline street end of 11th Avenue Northwest in Ballard by the Canal Boatyard, and I'm with Brian DePlace, director of the Seattle Department of Transportation's Street Use Division.
You have really interesting views of a lot of the historical maritime uses here in Ballard.
And what are we looking at here? I see a little boardwalk that goes out towards the water. I see a nice little blue swing over here. What are the other things? It looks like bird's nest up here. Are these bird's nests?
There's bird's nest there. There's new bike racks, a little sitting area for people to come down and gather. So we converted an area that was full of a lot of detritus and blackberries and was able to make this a public gathering space.
So you're with the Department of Transportation, but is this a street? Is this a park? What is this?
It is technically a public right-of-way, which means that it is under the Seattle Department of Transportation. Like a lot of public spaces in our public space management program, those rights-of-way don't necessarily have to be just for cars. They should be for places for people to gather.
We take a drive across the Fremont Bridge to another shoreline street end. So from kind of a developed shoreline street end, we're at a very different place now. Maybe you could describe where we are.
Yeah, we are at 6th Avenue West and West Ewing Street on North Queen Anne, so on the ship canal here.
And you get to the end of this street, and there's a lot of weeds, and there's a sign that says Public Shore that looks like it's got some graffiti on it, and plunk, there's the water down there with some weeds and garbage in it.
So what we want to do is, again, like the other site, is take the existing weeds and turn it into a place where people want to come and gather and have more pleasant access to the shoreline.
Artist Sam Trout, yep, that's his name, has been commissioned to create public artworks at the Seattle Department of Transportation's shoreline street ends. There are sites at Lake Union, Lake Washington, the Duwamish River, Elliott Bay, and Puget Sound. There is a lot of work to be done. Now, your website says that two-thirds of these 149 shoreline street ends are in need of improvement, or they're overgrown, or there are private encroachments. What's this last category, private encroachments?
The private encroachments are where historically an adjacent property owner has fenced off a portion of the street end, and we have a pretty aggressive fee structure, so they're paying a pretty high rate, and that money goes back into improving public access.
If you'd like to visit a shoreline street end and get close to the water on one of these hot afternoons, you can find a map of them at seattle.gov. Just search for shoreline street ends. You can even see photos to get a preview of what you'll find when you get there. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW.